Welcome, everyone. I am Abigail Garner, and joining me is Alon Barr. We are with Leased Authority, based in Berlin. We have a team that is across 19 time zones. Leased Authority is committed to building and supporting the development of... I'm not mic'd. I mean, the mic is for the live, but I'll speak up. Leased Authority is committed to building and supporting the development of usable technology solutions and ethical business practices. One moment. And ethical business practices that support the privacy as a fundamental human right and secure solutions for everyone. Yeah. So this project is supported by Open Technology Fund, and it is looking at file sharing and storage for human rights organizations. We're looking to make this process more secure for human rights organizations. This is using Tahoe Labs, a secure file system that is open source. Also, the tools being used for this integrated with Tahoe Labs are GridSync, Magic Folders, and Magic Wormhole. We'll have links to those at the end. The four partner organizations that are human rights organizations that's been really key to our research are based in Mexico, Nigeria, India, and Argentina. We work with them in throughout this process. It's going to be about 18 months in total. And it was important for us, and our criteria is to look at organizations that had a human rights track record. They were also they also had expressed a need for secure file storage and sharing, and that they also had the capacity in terms of time and staff to participate in a long-term project. And finally, we wanted to make sure that it had the global diversity for to represent different parts of different regions. So why human rights organizations? When we focus on human rights organizations, we're looking at groups that have very sensitive data, things that have identities. Even if it's not names, it may be people in locations or experiences that really tie that data to a particular person. And we're talking about things like witness testimonies, films, photos. So a lot of things that would be high risk if they were found. Also, if they were found by people that should not be seeing them. Also, in terms of the threat model, their risks are very high. We're talking about things like harm to your body, or threats to yourself or your family members, and situations like detention or interrogation. They also, these organizations, because they're doing such work that is pressing and often under stressful situations, they have limited resource and time to learn new tools. So if we can make these tools more usable for them, they're more likely to adopt them. And then we also, as we make them more usable for human rights organizations, we're making them more usable for everyone. And finally, this is aligned with Leased Authority's mission to participate in within the internet freedom space and human rights.
Thanks, Abigail. I hope I'll speak loud and clear enough for everyone to hear me also in the back. Okay, thanks. So what did we want to learn as part of the research that we did for this project? So we did the research as part of two phases, and I'll tell you about both phases. So in the first phase, the goal for the research was to find out what the file sharing and what the file storage needs are of human rights organizations. So we did that research by first selecting human rights organizations, and Abigail spoke to that just a second ago. And then we shared a survey with them that they filled out to explain what they're doing at the moment when they want to share files or store files. And we followed up with foundational interviews, basically where we had a chance to talk to them more in depth about the things that they filled out in the survey. That was the first phase. In the first phase, we discovered that the sharing use case was the one that we probably wanted to focus on for the remainder of the project. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how we came to that, but just to share what the second phase then looked like. And the second phase we're actually still in, but the research that we've done so far basically focused on first describing those file usage, file storage and file sharing needs of human rights organizations a bit more in depth and also focusing more on collaboration. And secondly, to do a usability study of one of the open source tools that we work with that Abigail mentioned, GridSync. And GridSync is the graphical user interface of Tahoe Labs. So we did more foundational interviews with these organizations and an additional organization. And